Nebulos? He's back? But I thought, didn't we? That doesn't make sense. Tank!
I know. I don't understand either, Bubbles.
Bob?
I forgot. You've never met Nebulos, Bob. Trust us, he's bad news, even for a rock like you. Last time we faced off against Nebulos, Nova was the only one who could stop him. He's that powerful.
And that was only the beginning. And now, I believe it's time for the next challenge.
Say goodbye to Steve's Big Bad Board Game!
Whoa!
The arena! Oh, it's transforming into the next challenge!
And say hello to the Fantastic Ring Race!
The biggest obstacle course I've ever seen! If I wasn't so worried about the whole Nebulos situation, I'd be kinda excited right now!
Me too.
Bob.
Bob would be excited too. What do you two think?
We just told you.
No, I was talking to the other two players who are left in the challenge with us, those robots over there. They've been pretty quiet this whole time.
Sorry we haven't introduced ourselves yet. I'm Bubbles, and that's Tank, and that's Bob. Bob's a rock. What are your names? I'm really sorry. I don't speak that language. Tank, do you?
I can tell they're from the planet Bots a lot, but I don't know the language.
Enough chit-chat.
Yeah! Let's get to the Fantastic Ring Race!
Bob!
Bob's right. If this is a ring race, where are all the rings?
The rings? They're right. Oh. It seems a certain sock puppet forgot the rings.
Oh, come on! Can't we just take a minute to be impressed with this amazing course I set up? I was gonna add the rings after we've all had a chance to admire.
Just add the rings now.
Okay.
Some of them are up high. Those will be hard to get.
This is the Fantastic Ring Race. You race through the challenge course and gather the rings as fast as you can. The first player to get 100 rings wins. Oh, and one more thing.
Get ready for a twist!
This is the final game in the Challenge of Champions. Whoever wins the Fantastic Ring Race wins the entire championship and the key of the champions.
Wow! We still don't even know what this key does, do we?
Well, whatever it does, let's just be glad Nebulos and Steve aren't playing so they can't win the key.
About that, before we get started, we need to make a slight adjustment to the roster of the final five champions.
Oh, the two players from Planet Botsalot. Where'd they go? They just disappeared.
I think it's time for Steve and I to drop in.
Hiya, Star Keepers! And your little rock, too!
Ah! Get away from us!
Oh, don't worry, Star Keepers. We're not here for you.
We're just here for the rings!
Consider Steve and myself officially part of the Challenge of Champions.
But that's not fair! You haven't played any of the other games so far!
Well, with Jersey out of the competition, how else could we possibly cheat and win the key?
Quiet!
Nebulos and Steve in the Challenge of Champions? The key of champions at stake! This is so much pressure! I don't think we've got a chance. Should we just quit?
No, Tank. You're right. This suddenly feels a lot scarier than it did before. And the challenge might be tougher now, but we've got to keep going. Just take a breath. You can do this.
Okay. You're right. I can keep going.
Attention, contestants!
Without us in the broadcasting booth, I turned on the automatic announcer. Pretty fancy, huh?
The Fantastic Ring Race is about to begin!
Tank, Bob, whatever happens, we can't let Nebulos or Steve get the most rings. One of us has to win, or the whole universe could be in danger.
Got it.
Bob.
Get set.
And remember, we can do this. We've made it this far. I believe in us.
Okay, Fern, we still need to find a way inside the arena.
I wonder if there's a way we're not thinking of, Leo.
Where am I?
Jersey?
Leo? Fern?
You're just outside of the arena. We've been trying to get inside to help the others.
Wait, if you're out here, Jersey, then that means you lost the game, right?
That's right.
Bummer. Well, it was nice to see you, Jersey, but we need to—
Wait, I know I didn't really give you any reason to trust me before.
I'll say.
But I want to do what I can to make it up to you, bro. Bubbles, Tank, and Bob are still in the challenge, but with me gone, I have a feeling Nebulos and Steve will try to take over. Oh, you probably don't know, Steve is—
Being controlled by Nebulos. Yeah, we figured that one out.
Wow, that's impressive. Anyway, Nebulos and Steve are going to do everything they can to win.
What happens if they do?
I'm not sure. They kept me in the dark on a lot of things. I don't even know what this key does or why it's so important, but I promise, you can trust me. I want to help now.
He sounds like he means it, Leo.
Okay.
Yes!
But first things first. No quitting on us if things start to go bad.
Got it.
In fact, that's a good reminder for all of us. This isn't going to be easy. What's ahead of us could be really challenging, but we have to keep going no matter what.
Absolutely. We're with you, Leo.
Yeah, we've got your back, bro.
One more thing. Just because we're working together doesn't mean we're bros.
Oh, come on. You gotta let me...
I recognize you two. You were the other players in the Challenge of Champions.
We're sorry. We don't know what you're saying. I know you're speaking bots a lot, though. I've always wanted to visit your planet.
If they were portaled out here so soon after I was, that's not good. There's no way a new game is already over. Oh, wait a minute. I remember Nebulos saying something about taking matters into his own hands. I bet he and Steve took the place of these two. That means Nebulos and Steve are players now.
Then we need to work even faster to figure out a way to help Bubbles, Tank, and Bob.
Hey, new Botsalot friends. Do you want to be part of a super cool rescue mission to get to the bottom of all of this? That sounds like a yes to me. Until we find out your real names, can I call you Beep and Bob?
Huh. The new game must have started.
Oh no, we're running behind!
We've got to find a way inside!
It's cool, everyone. Just because the odds are against us, that doesn't mean we have to be sad. We can choose something better.
That's... Well, that's right. Good advice, Jersey.
Huh. Listen to me talking all like a starkeeper. What did I tell you, bro? You want me to help you. Come on, follow me. I can get us inside.
My first rings! Gotcha!
Bob! Bob!
There's so many rings everywhere. I don't know where to start.
I think it might be best if we split up. We can't all grab the same ring, so we'll have a better chance of winning if we go in different directions.
Okay, Sounds like a plan to me.
Bob, 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 Bob.
It's okay, Bob, buddy. Just do your best.
See you guys on the other side.
Apparently, the Starkeepers think splitting them will actually give them a chance of winning.
As if!
However, splitting up can have its advantages.
I really don't like where you're going with this.
There's no point in you and I staying together. If we split up, then we can double our shot at winning the Challenge of Champions and possessing the key.
No, I really don't think...
Enough! You're coming off my arm.
This is not going to work!
What? Speak up.
This is not going to work!
I can't understand you. I understood you a lot better when you were on my arm. Hold on.
What is your problem? I said that is not going to work! I'm a sock puppet! Do you see any legs on me? None of us have legs!
Wait, are you saying there are more of you? Your wife, your...
They're my kids!
Your kids, but never mind. We don't have time for this. We're splitting up.
No, I'm sorry, I'm the crying again, help me!
And you move around. Good enough. That's still a better chance than if we stay together. Just be like the Starkeepers. What's that they always say? You can still choose joy. Maybe you should just choose joy, Steve. Now, time to get those rings.
Right this way, everybody. I can get us inside to save the day.
But how, Jersey? This gate is locked.
Let's just say working for Nebulos had its perks.
They gave you a key card?
Sure did. And it still got all access.
Access granted.
Way to go, Jersey.
It was nothing. Hurry, everybody come through before it closes.
All these hallways lead. Is there some place we can go to save Bubbles, Tank, and Bob?
Or figure out how we got here?
Or make sure Nebulos and Steve fail?
Whoa, okay. Slow down. That's a tall order. But I do think I know a good place to start. Come on, we need to find the control room.
Sure is getting me my exercise for today. Woohoo! And kind of tricky sometimes. There are more rings in the spots that are harder to get to. But that doesn't mean I shouldn't still try to get them. Maybe I just need a little bit more of a... workout. Okay, keep going, Bubbles. You got this.
Whew. Okay, if I remember correctly, the control room is this way, then we take this turn here, then up ahead, we'll take that left.
It's like a maze in here.
What's in the control room anyway?
It's where Nebulos and Steve broadcasted from when we saw them on the jumbo screen during the games.
That means it's gotta be important, and could maybe lead us to some more clues.
Exactly. Come on, everybody. Not much farther.
Without Steve announcing and keeping score, I'm not sure how many rings I've gotten. But I have a feeling I'm falling behind. If only I could turn into some kind of rolling blue ball and collect all these rings. Or if I had tails that could spin and make me fly. Or maybe I had, I don't know, red knuckles? God, what am I talking about? That's what a stupid idea. What did I just trip over? Is that Steve?
No, it's your mommy! Of course it's Steve!
Whoa, you don't look so good. Are you okay?
Nebulos and I split up to find more rings. It's, not going great.
You know, Steve, I'm not doing so well at this challenge myself. It's in times like this that I like to say that you can...
You can still choose joy! Yeah! Bad situation, you can still choose to have joy because joy has nothing to do with what happens to you. We get it!
Wow, that's exactly right. How did you know that?
You really think we've been fighting you, Starkeepers, for all this time and don't know how you think?
You know what, Steve? I needed to hear those words. I really can choose joy.
Great, Noel, but whatever you do, don't...
I can choose joy and keep going. After all, it's not over yet. I better go.
Wait, what are you doing?
Thanks, Steve!
Maybe I should choose joy.
Okay, everyone, here it is. Welcome.
Access granted.
To the control room.
All right!
So many flashy buttons.
So many screens.
It feels like the pilot's area of a spaceship or something.
Well, it kind of is. All these buttons and levers are connected to a computer that controls everything happening in the Challenge of Champions.
Access denied.
Well, it looks like my key card won't help us work the computer. That's a bummer. Oh, hey! Over here was where Steve would broadcast from when we were all still in the challenge.
Wow! It's like a movie studio. Lights, cameras, everything.
Hey, guys, come look at this wall over here. I think this wall is fake. I leaned on it and it moved a bit. Here, look. It won't give way, but I'm pretty sure it opens up somehow.
To, like, a secret passageway?
Yeah, or maybe to a whole different section of the control room.
Huh, I never noticed that before. Whoa, what's up with them?
Beep, Bop, are you okay?
Access granted.
Hey, they got in!
Of course, they're robots! They can speak the computer's language!
Fern? Leo?
Yeah?
The wall!
It was a secret cavern! Nice work, Beep and Bop!
Metals? Artifacts? What is this place?
It must be some sort of trophy room. These things on display must be important to Nebulos from his past adventures. Or should I say, evil plans.
Look over here! It's some sort of map.
Oh, gosh! It's a map of portal stars! Nebulos must have been using that the last time we faced him. No wonder the Shadow Squad kept showing up every time we found one.
Sounds like you've got a lot of history with Nebulos.
Yeah, He doesn't let up. That's why it's so important that we stop him from winning the challenge. Oh, and look at this. It's a fake copy of the Key of Champions. I wonder why Nebulos has this.
Leo?
Yeah, Fern?
You said a lot of these things are from past Starkeeper missions, right?
Yeah.
So does that mean you know that person?
What?
In that underwater tank over there.
Is that... Nova!
Who?
She's Nova! Nova! Nova, can you hear me?
What? Oh, Leo! Leo, am I glad to see you.
Leo, bro, you gotta catch us up. Who is this?
Everyone, this is Nova. She's like the most powerful person in the universe.
I'm delighted to see so many new faces. We'll need as many Starkeepers as possible to face what's coming.
Wow, it's nice to meet you, Nova. I'm Fern. I'm a new Starkeeper. I have plant powers.
Well, we're not all Starkeepers.
But we wouldn't have found you, Nova, without their help. You've met Fern. This is Jersey, Beep, and Bop.
Oh, I know who all of you are. Hello, everyone. I'm sorry we have to meet under such troubled circumstances. I'm afraid this challenge has gotten out of hand.
Wait, you know what's been going on with the Challenge of Champions? Have you been here the whole time?
I've been with you all along, Leo. Allow me to explain. Every 100 years, the Challenge of Champions brings together the universe's strongest heroes and gives the winner a very special responsibility.
The key?
That's right. Whoever wins the Challenge of Champions gets the Key of Champions, and they can keep it for a whole century. What you might not know is that the key also has another name, the Key to the Stars.
No way! The Key to the Stars?
The what now?
It's like a compass, your own special map that can point you to every star, every planet, every secret, everything in the whole universe. Legend also says it opens the way to a fantastic treasure somewhere, but no one's ever found it. Wow, what a prize! That's a big responsibility for whoever wins.
And also very powerful in the wrong hands. That's why Nebulos wants it. When I found out he was going to take over the competition, I came here to stop him. But he outsmarted me and trapped me in here.
So you've been stuck here ever since the beginning of the championship?
That's right. Nebulos and Steve took over and got Jersey here to play in the game so they could win the key.
Yeah, sorry about that. I had no idea all this was happening.
It's okay. Even though I was trapped, I could use my powers to see what was going on and help move things in the right direction.
Move things in the right direction? What do you mean?
Fern, I believe the portal caster in Leo's backpack knew exactly how to find our newest Starkeeper.
You made sure I became a Starkeeper?
Your powers were off to a strong start, though sometimes they just needed a small touch to, let's say, land.
Land? The lily pad we landed on when the vine broke! That was you too?
You were making excellent progress. You just needed someone who could help you find me a little faster.
Wait, are you talking about me? You made sure I lost the championship so I could help Leo and Fern get here to find you? You really have been with us.
Yes, the whole time. You may not have seen me, but I was always with you. Even in the moments when it seemed like you'd lost.
Wow. The games, me becoming a Starkeeper, landing on the lily pad, teaming up with Jersey, meeting Beep and Bop, you were watching out for us every step of the way.
That makes me feel better about everything we went through, and excited about what we could do next.
Yeah, about that. What happens next? With all due respect, Nova, I thought Leo said you were the most powerful person in the universe. Why don't you just use your powers to escape?
Well, I would, but I can't.
Then let's bust you out. I'm sure we could all work together to think of a plan to...
No, Leo. I suppose I should explain better. I can escape from here, but I shouldn't.
I don't understand.
Me neither.
I'm not sure how Nebulos did it, but I can't leave this tank. If I do, I'll lose my powers forever.